On Tuesday, April 23rd, there was Earth Day Lobby Day at the Capitol in Albany, sponsored by numerous environmental organizations. Roger Downs, director of Sierra Club Atlantic Chapter, gave an update on the current status of fracking legislation. He explained, "We're now waiting for the Senate or the governor to support the assembly bill for a moratorium."
This two-year moratorium attached to a health impact study is incredibly important that we get this. As you may recall, February 27th, the DEC missed a very critical deadline. They missed the deadline in which they were supposed to complete the regulations, largely in part to Department of Health Commissioner Shaw making the statement that he was not ready to certify that fracking was safe for public health, and that he hinged this decision upon three studies that he was very interested in. And the mission today is to get co-sponsorship from the Senate. We are supporting the Avella bill, which matches the assembly language. As Senator Grisanti said, there is another bill. It is another two-year moratorium. It has been now sent to rules. Certainly, if the Senate wants to take that up and pass it, we would be all right with that. But ultimately, we can't forget that the ultimate decision still is with Governor Cuomo, that he can, right now, through executive order, merely through directing the Department of Health, say that he will wait until these studies are done.
State Senator Latimer from Westchester explained the challenge now in the Senate.
Here in the Senate, it appears that the Republican majority that runs the Senate does not want the bill to come to the floor. If it does come to the floor, I think it's got a fighting chance to pass, and I would vote for it. But it's hard to predict what will happen if behind the scenes it gets strangled in committee and never does get out to the floor, because it's only going to be public pressure that's going to change the positions that people have taken.
Assemblyman Bob Sweeney emphasized how important grassroots activism has been to resist fracking in New York.
But the really extraordinary thing about fracking is the development of grassroots efforts to ask the questions and demand the answer. And that is no doubt in my mind is the reason why fracking is not taking place in this state today.
Jim Crevo reporting from Albany, New York.